Welcome back, folks. Here we are again, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. Hope you guys are staying healthy. And the Ultimate Multiple capsules on sale one last day. They'll be changing tomorrow for Product of the Week. So be sure to jump on those at 15% off right now and vote for what you want to see win tomorrow, which is, drumroll, please.
Drumroll.
Oh.
The
can't be talking to me. Where are the drums?
Nobody else in here. Excellent C.
Wow.
It's pushing zinc, though. Both of them are pushing pretty tight. So we'll see what you guys want on tiebreak by tomorrow. And we'll talk about it later and see what comes up on sale on that. And also, too, be sure you're looking at different protocol kits we put together. A lot of different products that we've added as kits and bundles already pre-discounted. So check those out. The Fat Burn Kit, which has gotten really popular. That's the Cinnamon Extract, Berberine, and Pro-Cut Core. That also really helps out with blood sugar, by the way. And then we have the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit, which is a key base foundation, immune support kit, spike protein survival kit, and a whole host of other stress management, ultimate focus stack. I put these together a lot of times by popular demand. You guys ask for certain products and you like certain products together that we take and we found they have a synergistic effect. So we put them together on sale for y'all to make it easier to buy, also discounted and one click. And you can also put them on auto ship as well in a lot of them. So you can get it on there and click it, set it, forget it, and it goes right to your door every single week. Or 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever option you guys want.
Got a funny story.
You got a funny story.
I do. This is funny. From the Wall Street Journal. And it says, hotels are getting rid of proper bathroom doors and guests are revolting. Now, this is funny. And what they're doing is they're like leaving the brooms, the toilet doors off because it lets more light into the toilet room. And then the women are going berserk because they hear their men using the bathroom.
No bathroom doors.
This is one of the lead stories in the Wall Street Journal. And it says, first they came for the closets, then they took the bathtubs.
They took the closets.
Now hotels are stripping away the only thing separating us from the animals, the bathroom doors. The men being the animals. This is funny. Guests are waving goodbye to the luxury of a fully closable, opaque barrier between the restroom and bedroom, checking in to find sliding barn doors, curtains, strategically placed walls, and other replacements that aren't as proficient in the art of noise and smell containment.
Oh, my gosh.
This is hilarious. But they're serious. But in some cases, they're not even as good at hiding the view. You couldn't see the fine details. You could see everything else, said Elise Milano. No, it's always women who say this. Sprung at the frosted bathroom door of the hotel, she shared with her husband at the Calgary Airport Marriott. I've been married 25 years. I love my husband, but I don't want to see him using the bathroom.
That's pretty ridiculous. I can't believe getting rid of doors.
I can't believe I'm covering the story.
I mean, it's kind of weird.
Well, every once in a while, we got to put some mental can in. We got pretty heavy yesterday. And what was funny about this, I started reading this and I started laughing because I've got a friend of mine. This is funny. He started dating this woman, right? And the woman said to him, she goes, if you use the bathroom, you must pick the furthest bathroom in the house away from me. You must close the doors and you must turn the fan on so I can never hear or see anything. My friend quickly dismissed the date and told the date that they would not be seeing each other again. And that was the end of that. But what was funny about it is that she really felt that way, Austin. And I guess some people just get repulsed about this as far as somebody else using the bathroom. But I mean, but you know, it is a natural biological function. Now, guys, girls, you can't shut the door. That's kind of nice. And well, you can turn a fan on. That's okay, too.
The fact that they're taking some of the doors off these bathrooms, there's just an open bathroom there.
Well, but remember, we talked about it, and the reason I wanted to cover this today, besides it being funny, is I talked yesterday about handrails and escalator rails having poop.
Now, you did talk about that. Now there are, they do this a lot of times in public bathrooms. Mm-hmm. They've got, you know, you go through the maze, turn right, then you turn left.
Nobody has to touch a door.
But there's no doors.
But so
a lot of airports are doing that now.
So, yeah, and it's actually a lot better. So the truth of the matter is, if you take the door off the bathroom where the toilet is, nobody has to touch it and leave fecal coliform on the doorknobs. Because remember, if you're in a bathroom that's closing off a toilet room without a sink, you can't open that door without touching it unless you're using tissue.
That's true.
And your hands aren't washed yet. So from a health standpoint, from a hygiene standpoint, it's actually the best way to go, though it is a lot less private when you do it that way.
Yeah.
Next thing they'll be talking about is snoring. They'll say, the husband snores. We have to have a little cubicle for him to put into a soundproof booth. You know, and so
a lot of people probably about that. Well, sleep's pretty doggone important. You got to maintain your sleep. So, you know, I'm going to get back into this from today. You know, it's an interesting article, and I'm going to have some humor to this as well. It's talking about AI, and I'm, you know, the more I keep researching AI, and the more I keep actually looking and understanding what's going on, I'm starting to realize that I think a lot of the AI system, and we already kind of knew this, is being massively overvalued. NVIDIA and all these companies are continually coming out now. They're saying how it market caps this, and it's worth this, and it's worth this. Well, what's it worth to market? What's it actually producing? They're saying, oh, it's going to be able to replace certain jobs. It's going to be able to provide this and provide this and provide this. The problem with it is we found now is that too many people are actually looking at this like it's the end-all, be-all instead of just a tool. I told you guys yesterday the analogy, what's happened with a lot of AI now is people aren't thinking for themselves. Now, again, this has been something that's happened over the years, and more people are starting to wake up after COVID. You know, I had this discussion with a friend of mine the other day as far as how so many people after COVID and during COVID started questioning vaccines. I mean, it was exponential. You thought the majority of people I knew didn't care one thing about them. A lot of times their kids got them. They never questioned them, didn't think much about them unless their kids got sick or they got autism. Now it's like you talk to everybody. Everybody's got an opinion on it. And most people actually have an educated opinion on it. What's happened now is these banker boys that love to breathe free air, they've had to bring in this AI model in to combat any type of free speech by saying, well, this is AI, this is what AI thinks. And it says right here, this is what we brought up yesterday, the guy talks about writing an article about treating a disease. And of course, within hours, his comment section was flooded with people telling him he was lying, not because they did any type of investigation, not because they read anything, but because they said here, and this is interesting, they claimed in a text box owned by a billionaire and asked a billionaire's machine if the billionaire system was screwing them over, and the machine said no, and they declared victory and called me a fraud. That's probably one of the wildest but also most accurate responses I've seen to anything with AI lately. You know, when you're asking Elon Musk AI, if Elon Musk's friends are lying to you, and you're asking OpenAI, a company funded by Microsoft with Bill Gates, every major tech oligarch in Silicon Valley where the tech oligarchs are manipulating you, you're asking the billionaire class to fact-check criticism of a billionaire class and strutting around like you did research because you typed a question in a box and received an answer that made you feel smart. Ooh. So that's one way to put it right there. I've watched this. Now I've personally researched this. He goes, and it's not that you're doing any research. It's not critical thinking. This is asking your abuser if they're abusing you and believing in them when they say no. Are you guys doing something to me? Are you guys basically going in and going off and saying, oh, are you guys manipulating me? No, of course we would never do that. Is the vaccine shot safe? Of course the vaccine shot is safe. It's safe and effective. Make sure you get it every single month. Continue to get it. We're on our 96th boost right now. So the thing about this is with AI, it needs to be used as a tool, something like spell check, if you want to utilize it, but stop using it as the end-all, be-all for your research. If you want to use it to help, you know, clean up a paper, cool, but don't use it to write a paper. I've already seen so many times now, that this is why so many kids get busted with it. When you actually read something that's been fully written and developed by AI, it's very strange. It doesn't read right. It reads like an average base paper because that's what AI does. It brings the base average of everything and puts it together. That's what it does. It's an average basis. So it doesn't put together anything extremely well.
But you're assuming that person knows how to actually write.
That's true. That's why the professors are flagging them so much now.
Well, no.
Because they're reading them going, this reads like AI.
The problem is we've got, you know, the 20-year-olds now that are going to school basically. Many of them will receive their full 72 vaccines. They basically are not working right mentally. They really can't have construct, thought. They're basically in a mess, and they don't know what to do with the mess, and they can't write papers. And, you know, and I saw this when I was a college professor long, long time ago when the kids couldn't even answer true-false questions. I mean, it's just gotten worse. And so what ends up happening is out of desperation, these kids can't write a paper. They can't write a paper that's going to pass, so they have AI do it. Now, I'm not saying they should do that, but what I'm saying is we've got to take a look back, which is what Kennedy is doing, and finding out what's causing this massive problem with these brains of these kids. And so a lot of these kids are they don't know what to do. I know one girl, basically, she cheated her whole way through a bachelor's degree by having AI do pretty much all of the work, but she was able to pass the doggone exams. And she was bright, and she didn't get vaccinated. But the problem is, how many other people are doing this, and what are they going to do as far as from a societal standpoint, as far as leadership, when they can't think? You know, it's a real problem. Everybody likes to make decisions, and they don't want to deal with the consequences of their decisions. Everybody wants to go, you know, it's funny to me, you know, having raised four kids, Okay. It's really easy up to about the age of 8 or 9, maybe 10. It really is pretty easy because they see you as a hero and they want to do what you ask them to do in most cases, and they want to listen. But I was speaking to my girlfriend last night. You know, she's from Germany, and she told me, she goes, the kids now that are in the German schools aren't German. They're probably primarily Muslim. That's what she said. They're primarily Muslim. And she goes, and they're defiant. And they don't want to listen to anything the teacher says. And they'll start fights over and over and over again. And she said that the level of education has gone dramatically down. And you ask yourself, well, why is that happening? Well, when kids aren't taught properly when they're young, they don't ever maintain that when they get older. But if they're never taught anything at all, they kind of just run crazy all the time. And that's what we see with the AI. They were never taught that it's not okay to steal or cheat or whatever. So the parent who was trying to do that, oh, he's a bully, he's being mean, or she's being awful or whatever. But, you know, it used to be the parent was strict. You used to say it was strict. Now you say, well, the person's a bad parent because they were strict. Well, the problem is, you know, we've got a whole group of kids now that are doing nothing but cheating and lying and stealing in school. And you're asking yourselves a question, how are they supposed to be tomorrow's leaders? Oh, that's right, they can run for politics. They'll do great with that. You know, they can cheat and lie and steal during that. We have county commissioners and people here at our local area that we've put into certain positions, and all they do is just lie about everything. Austin and I have seen it. You know, we've got a problem now with a, you know, 2-lane road that's going to be housing thousands and thousands of homes, which can't even handle what's here now, much less what's going to happen in the future. But they refuse to do anything about it.
And ironic, you'll love the irony of this. I'm not going to give any names out, so I'm not going to start a bunch of crap. I've already, you know, I try to cause as much conflict as I can in situations that don't call for it. I'm being sarcastic. But I remember there was a conversation, we went to a meeting a while back, and we were talking about this, how this development with these houses are coming in, they're making tens of billions of dollars. They're not being forced to do any type of roadway expansion. And I remember one of the responses, one of the individuals, that they said, well, what we could do is we've considered this about adding a half a cent tax for everything in Auburndale in the city. So everything is going to go up basically 0.5% or 1% or a half cent.
That's
sales.
Always 0.5%. Never goes away.
I said, Auburndale has a glut of cash right now that it's unwilling to spend on anything because of the massive amount of infrastructure is being expanded with impact fees and tax fees and all these taxes. And you're telling us now you want to increase taxes so you can expand roadways from developers that are ruining the area instead of forcing them to add more lanes or add turning lanes. You now want to tax the city, civilians, and make them pay for the road to expand. This is exactly what we started to see now with AI. You're forcing now some of these cities, massive increase in electric cost, massive increase, sometimes 2 and 3 times now. It's gone 200-300% because they're putting in these massive AI data centers. Now they go, oh, we've got to increase electric costs on everything. Why? Because there's a data center and it's doing what for us at any point in time? The answer is nothing. It's another goal. It's another deception played off as an expansion in order to suck more money out of the population. I got my laptop back up here. That was nice. Died on me.
An interesting article came out. And the guy wrote an article, and he basically criticized both sides of the narrative on the Republican, Democrat, the ICE, the conservative, all the rest. He's saying both sides. And he says, now both sides are calling me a traitor. Remember what I told you that Mancow told me years ago? That you could get really big in the media, in the mainstream media, if you galvanize to the right or to the left. If you cause people to be completely conservative or completely liberal, they'll make you big. But if you go down the middle and you start calling out both sides, they criticize you. They don't want you doing that because that causes you to make people start thinking. And they don't want people to think. They don't want people to have constructive thought. They want people to just be smart enough to run the machines and shut up. It's kind of like the same thing we had back in the old Dark Ages, Austin. We have serfs and kings and queens and lords. And we basically have a group of people that are tenant farmers, and they make just enough sustenance and just enough money to live and feed them themselves and their family and pay the bounties to the doggone lord holders.
And that's what the whole role model, the whole role, the base model is with AI now. It's to provide the new, essentially what they're claiming, the new Gutenberg press for the peasants. This is the way you do research now. This is the way you get news. This is the way you fact check everything. This is the way you get your media. This is the way you get your data. This is the way you get your truth, is the AI. That's what they're poisoning it as. That's what they're selling it as, except that's a complete and total lie. You're not doing any significant research. You're just asking permission if that's the actual correct answer, and they're telling you it's the correct answer when in some cases they're completely lying. I told you about when ChatGPT came out when Harrison was over here 2 years ago, and I asked him about the FBI sniper that shot Vicky Weaver, executed her from 300 meters out while she's carrying her baby. it flat out said, it gave an entire paragraph about how the FBI sniper was convicted on manslaughter charges and went to prison for 10 years. That was a complete and total lie. I had to go back in and rebuttal it. Then it finally came in with the real information and said, oh, yeah, basically went through trial, went the investigation. He was exonerated, found out guilty, and he was added to the FBI counter-sniper team, that invaded basically the Waco compound. Now, here's the question you have to ask yourself. Where did that AI system get the information that the FBI sniper was incarcerated for 10 years and found guilty on manslaughter charges? Because there was no facts, there is no data, there is no information online anywhere that says that. That data was inputted into a certain area in order to change the narrative slowly. The problem they realize is they can't change everything all the time. They have to slowly turn the dial inch by inch, year by year, to slowly change the narrative. Look at what they've done with World War II for a perfect example.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at what they've done with it. They've completely changed the entire truth about World War II and everything it was based on. Mm-hmm. Everything. You can't look at, gosh, look at Civil War. You can't even get accurate content on that way half.
I'm going to say something that's going to be a little bit frosty for some people. You know, the Germans, the Wehrmacht in World War II, when they went to war, they had belt buckles. And the belt buckle said, Gott mit uns. It means God is with us. Now, I don't think I've ever told you that. And what's interesting about that, the communists were avowed atheists. There was no God. There was no this. There was only the state. The state was God.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hitler had God is with us on the belt buckles of the Wehrmacht, the German army. And the crazy part about it all is that Stalin was planning an invasion of Germany and all of Europe to bring communism in. And if you watch certain TV shows, they'll go into detail about what was going on with Winston Churchill and other things back then. But the reality is, it's exactly what you just said, Austin. History has been changed.
Slowly.
No, they turned it. You know, and now World War II is no longer about communism, you know, invading Europe, about, you know, fascism trying to stop communism. What World War II now is a footnote to the Holocaust.
That's exactly what it's turned into.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy part about it is that, you know, when Patton marched his army into the Battle of the Bulge, you know, and then he was basically given control of part of Europe after the war, you know, he started seeing the truth of what communism was.
Yeah.
And finally, he said, and this is quoted from him, and I'm paraphrasing it. He said, "We fought the wrong enemy. While we have the army here, we need to rearm the German soldiers and go in and get rid of communism. Otherwise, we're going to have to fight it, and eventually, it's going to take over everything." And he was right. And then, of course, he was killed right after that. They staged an accident with him. He ended up getting his neck broke. A few weeks later, he was dead. And the sad part about all of this stuff, he was trying to tell us the truth after what he had seen it firsthand. And he said he was going to resign his commission as a general, as an officer, so he could speak freely in the United States and run for politics and tell the American people what was going on. They couldn't have that. At Germany, when Germany came in 1933 with the Reichstag burning, Hitler came in right after that, and he basically nationalized the banks. Now, listen to me for a second. This is the real reason that World War II was fought, and I've talked about this so many times. He came in and he took all of the Rothschild banking cartel people out. He left the infrastructure of the banking people there in place in Germany so the banks would stay open, but he nationalized the banks. In other words, he made the German government own the banks, and he made the money based upon the productivity of the German worker. In other words, he didn't base it on gold or silver or anything else. He made the value of the Deutsche Mark based on the productivity of the German worker, and he printed debt-free currency. And he was allowed at that point to do so, you know, by his government, because he was controlling the government, and he got all of the international bankers out. When that happened, Germany had unbelievably unprecedented growth and prosperity. Think about it for a second. What if you didn't have to pay interest on your house loan? Your house would be paid for, pretty much.
Yeah, even if they came in where it was like, you know, 0.5.
Can't do it.
0.9.
You can't do the interest on a loan because what happens once you print the money and you create interest on it, you create it as debt, as it becomes a debt instrument.
Okay.
The money becomes a promissory note.
Right.
And what happens, they never print the interest. And when you don't print
that
the interest,
true.
You can never pay it back. So he actually made the interest was zero. So that people get house loans, 0%, car loans, 0%, truck loans, 0%. And suddenly the whole economy takes off because people got to keep their money. How many hundreds of billions of dollars?
Oh, I talked about the other day. I actually did the math on it. I was shocked because, you know me, I do research all the time. And I actually did the math, did the research, spent about 2 hours on this the other day.
Almost a trillion
I covered
dollars.
It. Just in 2024, the amount of interest and fees on credit cards, just credit cards, not houses, not business loans, not, you know, basically any commercial stuff, just personal credit cards. Interest and fees was $245 billion in 2024 alone. When you add in car note interest and housing interest, credit cards, houses, and cars, it's right around $1 trillion a year in interest from consumer payments. That's interest, guys. That's no principal. That's not paying the card down. That's not paying the car note down. That's not paying the house down. Zero principal, just interest, almost $1 trillion.
Well, and that's what Hitler learned. Once he gave the money back to the people and stopped giving it to the bankers, suddenly they had unprecedented prosperity. And Hitler became Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Remember this. Let me clarify this for everybody, because this concept seems to elude people. That $1 trillion in interest that we pay to the Boys That Love Freer in the banking sector, that is after-tax income that you pay. That's money you've already paid Social Security and Medicaid and income tax on, that you now are taking from your job, your labor, your time, and paying it on interest on a note that never pays anything down and goes straight profit to the banking system, meaning it takes money straight out of the economy, right at the baseline after everything's already been paid and taxes have been paid. That's why, if you think about it for a second, if you added $1 trillion in after-tax income back to the United States economy.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
And I'm not talking, it wouldn't cause inflation because the money's already there. It would take it back from the banking system. It would explode.
Well, you think about it for a second. It took pretty much the entire known world coming in against Germany to defeat it after it did that. Now, think about that for a second. So the craziest part about it is, you know, when their belts buckle, say, God is with us, communists saying, we hate God, we hate Jesus, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, we have to ask ourselves a question. You know, when Hitler and Stalin both attacked simultaneously Poland, and they split Poland down the middle, England never declared war on Russia, only on Germany. Yep. That's because Stalin was a high-level Mason. Now, I'm going to go here for a second. Churchill was a high-level Mason. Roosevelt was a high-level Mason, and Roosevelt was also a communist. Also, Churchill was a high-level Druid. He was a Satanist, on top of everything else. And so they had made a pact one with another to basically promote communism. Roosevelt was a hardcore communist. In fact, if you look at the history books, Prescott Bush, the father of the first Bush, the smart one, he basically tried to stage a coup against the United States government back in the 30s to basically throw Roosevelt out of power, and actually tried to hire Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner from the First World War, to stage the coup with him, to get the military to follow him, to overthrow communism in the United States. Roosevelt was a nightmare. The two worst three really, really bad presidents. The first one, beyond a doubt, was the worst one we've ever had, was Abraham Lincoln. Number two was Woodrow Wilson, because of what he did with the Federal Reserve Act and how he was compromised because of his affair he had with Princeton by Samuel Untermeyer. And the third one was Roosevelt. You know, unbelievably bad. Now, you can't even consider Biden to be a president because he was completely senile his entire 4 years, and he was being operated by someone else behind the curtain, which all of them have had this unseen hand running behind the curtain. And invariably, the unseen hand is the Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan, banking community. Now, you think, well, you're really being direct with us today. Well, that's who runs the show behind the scenes. And they answer directly. Remember the Bloodline Families? That was a book that was written on that years ago. And they said the Rothschilds actually leave a place setting available at their dinner table for Lucifer himself, because they've always invited him to dinner with them. And they said upon occasion, he shows up. Now, whether he shows up or something else shows up, I don't know what it is, but I believe in the supernatural, and he gives them the what to do as far as the affairs of the world. This is some messed up stuff, but these people actually follow the evil one. That's all they follow. That's why Sabbatain Zevi came in 1666 and said we need to make everything as evil as we possibly can. Berlin, during the 1920s, was so impoverished because of the Weimar Republic and the loss of value of the currency. Homosexuality, lesbianism, Marlene Dietrich, a hardcore lesbian, all these people were performing in Berlin. And when Germany became underneath Hitler in 1933, he says, we're closing this mess down in Germany, in Berlin. This is our capital. We're not going to let this happen. Bestiality was legal on stage, Austin. All of this stuff was sick. It was the most perverted city in the world. Well, guess who's taking that place now? That would be Tel Aviv. number one homosexual destination in the world. Just think about that for a second. And they cleaned up. And when Hitler came in, he burned those books, Austin, in Berlin. He burned the pornography. He burned the filth. He burned the trash. He burned all that. Says, we will not allow this type of stuff to be in Germany. We will not do this. And he cleaned it all up. Now, so you ask yourself a question. Who was doing this? It was the communists.
That's exactly right.
They were doing this. They were the ones bringing it because they were trying to subvert culture. That's called cultural Marxism. It's progressivism.
This is the exact same thing we're currently witnessing here in the United States right now with these communists that are coming in and saying, we need to have children's story hour for 5 and 6 year olds. We need to talk about transgenderism. We need to talk about basically castrating young boys and giving girls injections of testosterone because, well, it's for their health and safety because they decide they want to be a different gender. This perverted ideology is not new. It's been around for a very long time.
You know when the surgery started for the first time with the transgenderism was in Berlin in the 20s.
It did.
They had I'm not going to mention the guy's name. You can do your own research on it. He was a known homosexual.
They started to get into extreme gender mutilation back then. They started doing all types of perverted stuff.
And because he was, and they did research on sexual perversions, and they were promoting it out of Berlin. All of this was happening right in front of all the German people. And the German people were embarrassed out of their minds. They couldn't believe this was happening. It was Germany at one time, before the Weimar Republic, was one of the most cultured, most civilized, most educated populations of the world. Now it had gone into complete and total perversion as all these communists had come in. And so all of this stuff was being fought against in World War. And that's why if you read the book, and I've not gotten through it myself, Mein Kampf, Hitler talks repeatedly about communism, what it's doing, and so subverting the culture. But we're not supposed to talk about that. All we're supposed to do is talk about the gas chambers and what happened with the, you know, with the...
And you talk about the reason why this entire thing, but the base end of World War II, is the banker boys wanted communism to spread. They wanted the ideology of communism to spread to Europe, and they wanted it to spread to the United States. It was an out goal. You look here, and I brought up that article when you talk about with Patton, when he says we fought the wrong enemy. It discusses his staunch anti-communism stance. It's talking about Patton and his belief that the Soviet Union, not Nazi Germany, posed a true long-term threat to Western civilization after World War II due to communism. He felt the U.S. should have pressed further into Eastern Europe to confront the Soviets before they consolidated power, viewing them as much more ruthless and greater danger than the Germans. He went on to say here, he said, Patton felt the Allies' focus on rooting out Nazism prevented them from addressing the growing Soviet threat, which he saw as enslaving Eastern Europe. He believed the moment after Germany's defeat, when the Soviets were overextended, was the ideal time to confront them, seeing an inevitable future war against communism. This is why we didn't go after Russia. The communists had already broken into certain parts, and they wanted to bring it all in the United States like they have done now.
Well, and also Patton said you've got to restore Germany because if we don't, we will no longer have a buffer against communism.
Exactly right.
That's why they killed Patton. And, you know, you think, well, I've never heard any of this stuff before.
Of course you
haven't. Do your own research. And they, why would you have heard it? They're not going to tell you this in school.
No.
And so the problem with all of this stuff is that when you – and that's why Reagan was a staunch anti-communist.
Yes, he was.
Because he didn't, and that's, and what they did with him, they had to shoot him a few months after he got into office to get him out of the main fray. They had to make sure they kept him drugged under submission for 8 years.
So remember, the individuals that run the power structure under communism, they control communism. They love communism because it gives them the ability to be gods with a little g.
Because they no longer believe in God or
correct.
In Jesus. They hate
Jesus. It's an atheistic ideology because the government is God. That's how they view themselves. They get to all accelerate themselves to God. So they want to be gods and control the population. They are the end-all, be-all. You don't criticize. You don't talk about us. You don't say anything that we don't like. You allow us to do whatever we want. We give you some bread. We give you some circus. We give you some alcohol. We keep you subdued, and you stay good little peasants, and we control and monitor and do everything. They make themselves gods under communism. Kind of like there's a certain group right now that believes they're better than everybody else. They believe they're exalted above everybody
else.
They're
the ones who push communism.
And they're the ones that also have said now that they're going to control all forms of media, including ChatGPT, all social media, all mainstream
TikTok.
Media, and that you're not allowed to say anything about them at any point in time or else you're essentially a racist individual. Yeah.
And you know the crazy part about it is that when you understand that, you know, Russia fell, the Soviet Union fell, because everybody decided they wanted to ride in the cart instead of work.
Exactly right.
And secondly, because they couldn't stop God. They couldn't stop Jesus because the Orthodox, Russian Orthodox Church was so strong, even though they killed 50,000 Orthodox pastors and priests and 100 million approximately of their own people trying to stomp out Jesus, they couldn't do it. in China, they made sure they went, when they went into China, they didn't have Jesus there. He wasn't there. And now the Chinese are going in with massive campaigns and have killed millions of Christians since communism took over because they don't want to have the voice of God through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, coming in and helping these people make decisions based upon biblical rule, but the Word of God says and what the Bible says and what Jesus said. They want to destroy all of that. And when you understand that, you start to understand why we're in the situation we're in. And this is interesting. Let me read this to you. It says, while I was slopping out, you know, while I saw my cartoons, real federal agents in tactical gear were spraying military-grade chemical weapons into a minivan on a Minneapolis street. Inside that van was a family of six American citizens coming home from a basketball game, mom, dad, four kids. The youngest was 6 months old, barely able to hold up his own head, lungs the size of your fist, sprayed with chemicals. Now, this is unbelievable that they actually did that. And he goes, I want every single person cheering for this operation to explain that one to me. I want you to look at a picture of your own child or grandchild and tell me with a straight face that you say gassing an infant in immigration enforcement. I want you to walk me through the tactical necessity of deploying chemical weapons against a baby in a car seat. Crap, he's right, isn't he? If you've got kids, you know I'm right. You know, you're not going to want to do that. You know, it's so funny. So many people go, yeah, you should have done it. And those are the same people that love their animals, that love their dogs, that love their cats, which would say, if you gas my cat, if you gas my dog, all hell's going to break loose. But you say, well, it's okay. They gassed these people in this car because they were doing immigration enforcement, including a six-month-old baby. It's not okay. And it says, you cannot do it because there is no explanation, because this was never about immigration. It was never about keeping you safe. It's about control. It has always been about control. And if you cannot see that yet, then I genuinely do not know how to help you, because you have let the television do your thinking for you for so long that part of your brain responsible for pattern recognition has apparently atrophied. That is really well written.
That's not wrong.
And so, because basically they are playing you like a fiddle and you keep dancing.
Well, here's the problem that I said the other day, and this is what it's become now, is it's problem, action, solution from the very beginning.
That's exactly
under
right.
Under the Biden administration.
Hegelian dialectic.
Yep. Under the Biden administration, they intentionally allowed 20-plus million individuals in from every country in the entire world, and they just let them in. Remember, we were seeing this now with these NGOs that basically that Elon Musk exposed. We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars over years and years that were being funneled into these NGOs to basically bring these groups into the United States. You know, when you bring somebody, you bring 60,000 people from Somalia in the United States.
A lot more than that, buddy.
Well, no, I'm saying just on one run. That's not just a little operation. It's not like, oh, we're going to give them a couple MREs.
You know how many planes it takes to do that?
You remember that I had that entire group, 65,000 people were walking up from Argentina into basically into Mexico.
Walk from Argentina.
And I brought up an entire basis from a physical standpoint. And I said,
beating them.
It's 2,800 miles. It's 22 or 2,800 miles. I said, it's the equivalent of walking from South Florida all the way to California. Okay. Get that in your mind real quick. 65,000 people.
How many pairs of shoes?
On a swath. Yeah. Do you know how many pairs of shoes you're going to go through? You know how many gallons of water you're going to go through? Yeah, I did the math.
Food.
It was like 100,000 pounds of food every single day that people are going to have to be eating. 100,000 pounds of food. Meaning like two semi-truckloads of MREs every single day. Who funded that?
Not including the water.
Not including the water. On that line, we're trekking, you're drinking at least a gallon, 2 gallons of water.
And how
a day.
Do you keep them alive in the mountains at night when it's freezing?
How do you carry that many shoes with you? Everybody's pulling shoes apart after four or five. I mean, you walk 50, 60 miles on a pair of shoes, which is going to be done in about a week. You're going to need a pair of shoes. So you're going through about 60, 70,000 pairs of shoes a week. Who's funding all that? And nobody can answer that question. Everybody goes, well, I didn't think about that. That's obvious. These guys, this wasn't some organic, oh, we're going to walk from Argentina to the United States just because we feel like it. But they had all these photos. All these different media outlets, look at what they're doing. They're trying to come to a free country. Then they got here. They got free everything. So now what do? We go, okay, well, now we got a knee jerk. Now we got to start federalizing civilians with a 6 week, you know, tactical course. 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Civilian, 6, 7 weeks. Now you're a federal agent carrying a gun, running around, clearing houses, basically arresting people. And that's why some of it's so sloppy with ICE. So what do? You say, we got to get the people out of the country that are illegal, that are violent criminals here. Correct. But we're also supposed to maintain constitutional rights of the United States. Correct. But however, those two lines are being blurred very quickly.
And here's an interesting comment. You understand that the boot does not check your voter registration before it stomps on your neck.
Oof.
You know, you understand that the surveillance state and the paramilitary police force you are cheering for today will be pointed at you. And the moment you become inconvenient, you understand that this is how it works every single time through all of recorded history with revolts and basically, you know, up to when people have doing that. Of course you don't understand because Fox News told you that this is patriotism and you stopped thinking for yourself somewhere around 2015. Wow. You're not fighting fascism. You are auditioning for the role of violent radical in a movie that someone else is directing. And when the credits roll, you're going to find out that the people funding your little revolution and the people funding the people you're fighting against have the same home address. It's the bankers, guys.
Yeah. Well,
it's the international cartel of Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan that run both sides of the stinking narrative. And if we don't realize that soon enough, we're going to be caught up in this, and we're not going to realize that we don't have any rights left, Austin.
Well, here's what they've done, and I've watched this. And again, because I look at both sides of it, and it's frustrating because you see where we need to be able to control this massive immigration and where a lot of people need to be deported. However, you got to look at the constitutional side. And what they're doing is, I just said it a second ago, they're blurring it. So now they've brought in these ICE agents everywhere that are pulling out all these illegals, which need to be done in some cases. However, they're allowing this to massively overstep. But then they're bringing in the paid protesters to cause more chaos. So they're causing all this back and forth, yin and yang, left-right narrative. Here's the problem that we're going to have. We're slowly, slowly, slowly taking baby steps to having a full-blown militarized federal agency on U.S. soil at all times, monitoring everything. How much money do you want to bet that the next election, if not this election coming up, the next phase of election, we're going to have federal armed ICE agents in almost every ballot box?
Very precinct, yeah. Back to the Soviet Union. Back to
think about that for a second.
Well, it's like you said earlier, problem, action, solution, Hegelian dialectic.
That's exactly what it is.
You engineer a problem. You wait for the predictable reaction.
Yep.
Then you introduce the solution you wanted to implement all along, mm-hmm. and the public begs you to do it.
Yep.
Problem, reaction, solution, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. The Reichstag fire, the Gulf of Tonkin, exposed government operations that somehow never get discussed on cable news. The same trick over and over and over again for 100 years, and people keep falling for it because they cannot imagine that anyone would be doing this and calculating this. See, here's the problem with liars.
Psychological warfare is what
it is. Here's the problem with liars, okay? Liars are liars because they're liars. That's why we call them liars. See, you and I and Austin, we tell you guys the truth. You guys know the truth. So therefore, we believe that when we hear somebody else talk to us, that they're telling us the truth because we are truth tellers. The problem is it doesn't work that way in the real world. This morning I was talking to a friend and I said, two types of people in this world, takers and givers. And takers can be friends with givers because the givers give to them all the time. But takers don't like being friends with other takers, and but givers need to learn how to be friends with givers. And I've talked about this there's four types of people. If you take 100 people in a room, 20% of them are going to hate you no matter what you say. 20% of them can be made, or 25%. 25% if you give them enough money could like you. 25% will like you when they first hear you, but if you say something quite off a little bit, they won't like you. 25% will always love you. What I've learned over the last couple decades of my life is I'm no longer friends with takers. I don't do that anymore. If a person's a giver, I want to be friends with them. I'll support them. I'll help them. I'll pray with them. I'll do the best I possibly can. But if you have a person who's a taker, like these communists are, they take. They take, they take, they take, they take, and they never give anything. They don't want to pay taxes.
Nope.
They don't want to support the public structure, the infrastructure of the roads. They don't want to repave anything. They want you to do it. They want to take. They want to take. What can you give me, like that lady in the airplane that day I told you about? You need to be charged 90% income tax because my son and I don't want to work. The same city where George Floyd Law died, the same community exploded in 2020. They knew exactly what would happen. They knew the protests would start. They knew things would turn violent. They chose this location and those taxes because they wanted the reaction. Now watch what's happening in Minneapolis and tell me that you not see the pattern. ICE conducts a raid that kills a U.S. citizen, not in some random town in Arizona. It's Minneapolis again. And right on cue, the protests begin. And right on cue, agent provocateurs in the crowd start throwing things and breaking things and turning a peaceful demonstration into a riot. And right on cue, Black Panther armed citizen patrols show up to protect the community, armed black men in berets marching through American streets. Do you have any idea what that footage does to suburban voters who just want things to calm down? It terrifies them. It makes them willing to accept almost anything if someone will just restore order. And who is waiting on the wings to restore order? The same people who engineered the chaos in the first place. It's not accidental. It's choreography. And you, my friends, are the dancers. We are the pawns in the game. That's how they play it on us. That's why I try to tell you guys, you got to look at who's behind the curtain, Austin.
That's exactly right. And this is why on so many times I told you guys to keep your heads clear, keep your minds right, keep focused on things you can control and things you can basically actually make a better difference on, because what they're doing now, this is all distraction. It's also psychological theater. You just made a very, very good comment on that. It's choreography. This all-stage choreography they're doing right now.
It's pre-planning, guys. It's an act.
Why do you think this lady, who, again, I told you before, was unfortunate. She was killed by this ICE agent. I know she hit him with a vehicle. Everybody's got their own opinion on it. He shouldn't have shot her in the face. She shouldn't have hit him. This whole thing was a perfect executed plan, what they wanted. They were waiting for a powder keg to happen, and they got it. Both sides were unnecessarily out of control. But did you look at the fact of she'd been up there for 5 days, 6 days, with her wife, going around, starting crap, using her vehicle as a barricade, causing all types of conflict. It's been well documented now. She lived 5 hours away from where those protests were. Well, who was paying for her fuel? Who was paying for her time? Who's paying for all those other hundreds of people to be here? Kind of like during COVID, when suddenly people started revolting, right, against COVID lockdowns. Everybody started revolting against this virus topic. Why the world would be locked down? Suddenly, just like clockwork, BLM happened. Out of nowhere, BLM. We're rioting. We're protesting. Well, I can't go to church. No, you can't go to church, peasant. You can't go to the store without a mask on. But there's 5,000 people out here protesting. Well, it's a peaceful protest. You understand? It's okay. The virus doesn't get them. It doesn't get them because they're protesting.
They don't have to wear masks.
But you go to church, the virus gets you. If you walk in a restaurant with your mask off, the virus gets you. If you sit down and take the mask off, the virus doesn't get you. It was designed to make everybody confused. It was designed to make everybody completely out of their mind and not understand what's happening if you didn't realize what they were doing. That's why on the show we came over so much scrutiny. And I started telling you guys, don't comply. These are mandates. They're doing them as beta tests to see what they can get away with. They're seeing how far they can push the narrative, how far they can push you to a breaking point before people push back. It was so obvious what they're doing, and they're doing the same thing again. So what do? Right now, the best option, take a step back, pull your emotions out of it, look at it from a deductive reasoning standpoint, use cognitive reasoning skills, and say, okay, what's going on? What's it doing to me? Is that okay? The next phase is, what can I do to maintain my overall mental health? Make sure I'm taking 5-HTP and vitamin C and B complex.
Omega-3s.
Omega-3 fats. Mm-hmm. Make sure I'm keeping my mind right. Making sure I'm trying to stay off all the sugar and the processed foods, mm-hmm. and my body's strong and I'm exercising and I feel good and I have high energy. In the event that anything does occur around my family or friends or home or community that I need to do, I can handle it accordingly. Whatever that may be, but be well prepared, well rested and strong for anything that may occur. I've said this before. I've talked to guys in the patriot community. And they're like, yeah, I've got these guns, and I've got the ammo, and I've got stored food. And I'm like, and you're also 150 pounds overweight. Not being mean, just pointing out a fact. And I go somewhere with them, they walk up a flight of stairs, and they're like, I'm like, bro, it's a flight of stairs. I know, I'm out of shape. I'm well aware. What happens when you put kid on with a rifle and you got to walk 100 meters? You're going to pass out on me? I mean, I don't care how accurate you are. If you can't get your breath under control, you're going to be unbelievably crappy shot. Look at what you're doing. What's it doing to you? And is that okay from a health standpoint? Get your body under control. Get your discipline under control. Get focused on what you need to get focused on and stay strong and resilient. If you got gut problems and you're chronically going to the bathroom all the time and you're eating ultra-processed foods and you're eating ham every day and you're having all these intestinal pains, jump on the GHI cleanse and do a fast. Get your body cleaned out. Do something that's productive today. What can I do today and make a change? That's what I always ask people. What can you do right now? They say, well, what can I do? Don't eat the next meal that's going to be crap. Go to do a GHI fast today. Start on cardio tonight. Get up in the morning early and get your workout in before you go to work. Tomorrow, make the change you can do right now. What can I do today? What can I do tomorrow that's going to be a positive, beneficial impact on me? All this news theater is interesting. It's there. We bring it up. We talk about it. But at the end of the day, what can you do right now that's going to benefit you and your family? And that's make a change immediately.
And the other thing we do on this show, and we always try to do this, and we always do this and try to do it at the end of every show, keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Now, listen to me. You know,
read the Bible.
That's right. Read the Bible. Go to church. Pray every day and realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I mean, we have to stand against this tyranny that's enveloped the entire planet. Remember when Elon Musk a few years ago said that the artificial intelligence that we are summoning, the demon? Remember that? Everybody wants to forget about that. You know, he chose these words very specifically. He said them publicly. He said them clearly. He wanted everybody to hear it. And then he went right ahead and back to build a demon anyhow. Then Thiel, Peter Thiel, the gay guy who has this billionaire, named his company Planetar. You know what Planetar is? It's the seeing stone from the Lord of the Rings, the all-seeing eye, the direct phone line to Satan, the device that corrupted everyone who used it and brought them under control of the ultimate evil. He named his surveillance company after that. On purpose, as a joke that nobody was supposed to get, these men are telling you who they serve. They're telling you openly, publicly, laughing while they do it, because they know the average person is too distracted or too programmed or too afraid to connect the dots. This is not coincidence. This is not edgy marketing. This is a confession disguised as cleverness. These are not Republicans. They're not conservatives. These are autocrats who view the American experiment as an obstacle to overcome and the American people as a resource to be harvested. Unbelievable. And both parties are helping them do it because both parties take money from the same donors and answer to the same masters and exist only to give you the illusion of choice while the real decisions get made in rooms that you will never see. This is exactly what George Carlin told us, exactly what they're doing right now behind the scenes. This is Davos again. They're meeting back over there in Switzerland. All this stuff is happening around us and for us and against us, and we're pretending like we're not to know it. This artificial intelligence, like Austin talked about at the beginning of the show, is designed to enslave and entrap everybody. And people say, well, it can't happen here. Wait a minute. You got to realize what the difference between what is legal and what is possible. You know, we have done all kinds of things like saying, we're going to annex the country of Greenland. What the heck are you thinking if you're going along with this? We have not needed Greenland as a strategic defense point in over 200 years. Suddenly we have to have Greenland? No, we don't. They probably have some type of mineral reserve that we need in this country.
That's exactly right.
They probably do.
They probably got some deep reservoirs of silver and gold that nobody knows
about.
Well,
and the other thing, too, is well, there's a big thick layer of ice over Greenland. You don't think we can dig through ice? We have underground, you know, we've been harvesting silver and gold from underground mines for hundreds of years, thousands of years. You can't think we can't dig through ice? No, something else is going on. You know, and then you realize that, you know, in Germany, when the Reichstag was born, the Enabling Act got passed almost immediately. When 9/11 happened, what happened? The Patriot Act got passed almost immediately. And with the Patriot Act, it had been written already. It was 1,500 pages long, and it took away our civil liberties. I told Austin back then, we have just stepped into a place we don't need to go.
I remember that.
And David Icke wrote a book. Now, I like David Icke. I like about 90% of what he said, but he's not a Christian, doesn't understand what Christianity is. Most people don't. And he said, when he wrote the book, The Trigger, that it was 9/11 that started the entire downfall of human civilization because the international banking cartel stepped out of the shadows and took those trade towers down. Now, that's paraphrasing what he said, but that's what he said. You know, and then we have all this stuff happen. You know, and then we said 12 years of 60 million dead bodies later, they found the difference was between legal and what is legal as far as what happened with Stalin, and it's over 100 million. The Constitution is a piece of paper. Remember what George Bush said? He cursed it. But it says, it only works if the people with the guns agree to follow it, which is the military and the government. And also, if the people who are in the Constitution, the people of the United States of America, are a godly group of people who were raised according to what the Bible says and the standards of the Bible. Without that, you have this. This is communism that is unfolding and enveloping the entire culture. That's why I've talked about what happened with the communists and the Frankfurt School from 1933 coming into America and bringing their filthy ideology into the major university systems. And that's what we have now.
And it comes down to, and I say this so many times, and I yelled it from the rooftops during COVID, it's informed consent. It's you consenting to something. What is your baseline? What is your line in the sand? What is your conviction? That's something that so many Americans now, especially in this generation, have failed to ever ask themselves that question. What is your baseline conviction on something? What are you willing to go along with? Where are you willing to go? How far are you willing to be pushed till you step back and say, I'm not going to comply with this? A lot of people found that time during COVID. It was a perfect time to do some self-reflection. It really was. Look at where I'm willing to go. How much am I willing to comply with? Am I willing to allow a communistic-controlled government is controlled by another country in the Middle East to come in and tell me that a completely and totally experimental injection that was developed by DARPA that has no long-term testing whatsoever is safe and effective for me to be a guinea pig on? It's a million-dollar question. Or do I have to wear 3 masks now when I walk outside? All these things were little tests to see how far people would go. And the same thing we're watching now. Are you going to consent to having your children completely and totally susceptible to transgender ideology in public school systems? Are you going to allow these things to be implanted in their brains? Are you going to allow them to watch Netflix? $1 million question. Are you going to allow them to have an iPad at 2, 3, 4 years old and sit and watch all these different perverted cartoons that are online? These are all questions you have to start asking if you want to stay awake, you want to stay healthy, and you want to stay, as far as in my opinion, in the footsteps of God Almighty and Jesus. If you want to have the best life, if you want to have the healthiest life, if you want to have the most successful life, if you want to do the best things, you've got to look at where your footsteps are going and where are you allowing yourself to be taken. Are you allowing your footsteps to be ordered by Christ, or are you allowing them to be pushed together like AI? Or every wind and fro takes you in a different direction. You go, oh, I believe this now, and I believe this now, and I believe this now. You have no conviction. You have no baseline. How in the world can you stand for something if you don't have anything to stand for?
You know, I'm going to say this, and I can't be any more blunt. I've said this to you before. Turn off the stinking TV sets. Yeah. Turn off the mainstream media. Yeah. This connection, these chains that you have to this group of people that are on TV lying to you through the CIA and through Operation Mockingbird, they're going to be the same chains that are going to wrap around your grandchildren who you taught the same lies to. We got to realize that. Turn off the television, because walk over, turn it off, and don't do it. And get rid of Netflix. Fox News is not your friend. No, CNN is not your friend. MSNBC is not your friend. They're all owned by billionaires who have spent decades playing a long game to split this country into tribes that hate each other so much they will never notice who is actually robbing them blind.
That is well said.
The woke movement did not happen organically. It was designed and engineered to make Democrats fight about pronouns and trigger Republicans into apocalyptic rage over things that affect almost nobody in their daily lives. While you were arguing about bathrooms, they were consolidating power. You are not on a team. You are on a leash, and both leashes lead to the same hand. They are always in control, and that's what they tried to stop in World War II. They tried to stop the communist onslaught against Europe and the United States. That's what happened. The last chance we had was the German Republic back in the 30s to destroy the international banking cartels, and it took the entire world controlled by those same banks to come in and destroy Germany. Then they've done that. They've destroyed it now. Germany is kaput. There are a few people still left over there that are basically patriots. The vast majority of them become Muslims. And Angela Merkel, that swine pig. Yeah, Angela Merkel, that one, who allowed all of these immigrants to fly into Germany and fly into Europe and do all what she did. She went into Poland, Austin, when she was chancellor, and apologized to them for what happened with World War II. Not even talking about what they had done to the German citizens that were locked up behind the borders and what they had done with the Versailles Treaty. She basically took all the guilt upon herself, you know. This is what happens every single time. It's not conspiracy theory. You know, it happened in Russia. It happened in Germany. It happened in China. It happened in China and Venezuela. These people come in and they take over the country. Nobody's winning except the people who own both teams, Austin.
You know, you made a comment. You said something there earlier. It makes sense. It says it forces the general bulk of the American population to argue about topics that don't affect them whatsoever. You know, I remember when all this stuff started with this entire theater show with Ukraine and Russia. And I remember all these Americans putting, with Ukraine. I stand with Ukraine out in their driveways. I remember them all over the place seeing them. And I'd ask certain people, I said, do you have family in Ukraine? No, but I stand with Ukraine. With what with Ukraine? Well, I stand with them. What do you stand with them with? Well, it's because Russia's an invading force taking them over. You have no family over there? No. You ever been there? No. Can you put it on a map? No. Why are they fighting? Well, it's because Russia's fighting them. That's your basis. You're putting a flag of another country in your yard saying, I stand with Ukraine, because you've been told to do so. Always remember, they want you to support or oppose the current thing. They don't care which one you do. They don't care if you oppose it or you support it. They just want you to focus on the current thing. Talk about it, focus on it, dwell on it, lament on it, and forward it. Make everybody else think about it. That is why I tell you so many times, and I try to focus on health articles on this show and focus on stuff that actually matters, because they always have a distraction to keep you focused on something that doesn't matter. The only reason the United States was ever able to support and maintain and absolutely win the Revolutionary War is because everybody came together as one unifying group. Mm-hmm. who said, we don't want to deal with tyranny anymore. We don't want to deal with King George. We don't want to deal with quartering troops in our houses. We don't want to deal with not being able to speak freely. We don't want to deal with people trying to take our guns. We won't comply with any of this. We're all standing together. And then look, just 60 years later, 70 years later, you have the Civil War start to brew up. And we completely and totally fractured the United States.
Well, the Rothschild Bank Guard did that. They supported both sides of that.
Exactly.
By the way.
And they did the exact same thing. They lied to both sides. Mm-hmm. They manipulated both sides to get both sides in a direct conflict. And at the end of the day, it was brother fighting brother. And half the time, they didn't even know why they were fighting.
That's true. Well, by the way, I've read a lot this morning from an article that came out. I'm going to repost it again. One of the authors is Dawson. The other person is remaining anonymous on us. I'm not going to give him, I can't give his name out. He's using a pseudonym. But I'm going to post this again. And, you know, it's called Both Sides Are Calling Me a Traitor. It's going to be reposted to Health Master site so you guys can look through it, because I pulled a lot of stuff out of that today, and I don't want to basically plagiarize him. I want you to be able to read the entire article, but there's some bad language in it. I stepped away from that. But the reality is, when we ask ourselves a question of, like, who's controlling the narrative and why they're doing it, we have to take a look at who's going to do it, why they're doing it, and what the end goal is. The end goal is a one-world government, and out of chaos will come a new world order. That's their mantra, guys. That's what they want. They want to have their new world order. Look at the doggone pyramid on the back of the dollar bill with the all-seeing eye. This is what they want. They want to have Lucifer back in control through an AI system that's going to basically create a hive mind and make everybody slaves to the system. That's what they want. And as far as me and my household, we're going to serve the Most High God. We're going to serve Jesus Christ all the days of my life, and we're not going to submit to this crap.
Amen.
We're not going to do it. And so as far as I'm concerned, the way I look at all of this stuff is that we can only come and tell you the truth.
Yep.
If you want to support what we're doing, thank you for getting your supplements through us. I appreciate that. If you don't support us, pray for us at least, and we'll pray for you. I pray for you guys every Sunday when I'm at the altar taking communion. You mean the world to me, but we've got to stand together. We've got to both be givers. We give to you this show every day free of charge. We give it to you. And we're assuming that you're going to be a giver and you're going to support us and you're going to pray for us. Thank you for
and
that.
And for the show.
And for the show. This is the show today that you need to send to all of your friends. Again, I rarely ask you to do that. All of your Facebook contacts, all of your Instagram contacts, everybody that you know needs to get a copy of the show. Well, they're going to think that you're crazy. I don't give a crap about what they think about me. You think I'd be talking about what I talked about today if I cared about it?
And I don't even care. And I've told you guys before, I don't even care if you chop up the show. You break it up in 5 or 10 minutes. Multiple customers have done that. Me snippets of stuff that are 5 and 10 minutes long to
but it doesn't matter, because as far as me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. That's who we're going to serve, and I'm going to do that every day of my life until God decides to bring me to heaven. That's how I look at this. And as far as I'm concerned, all of us need to stand together in the same realm and realize that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, and we have to maintain our hope and our faith in Christ so we don't get all depressed by all this crazy crap, because we've got to realize that by worrying we're not going to change the same thing. But that doesn't mean we have to be inactive. That means we have to take action on what we believe, and we've got to tell other people what we believe, because we can stop this, but we got to start now.
And one thing, the biggest thing you can do is maintaining your overall health. And this is the article that I'm going to cover tomorrow in detail. I had Harrison write it up for me, because I'm getting so many customers have contacted me, new customers that are asking questions about cholesterol. And apparently, from what's happening, this is the feedback that I'm getting from customers, so I'm not speculating, this is direct feedback, is that more and more doctors are trying to push more and more customers on statins. And I mean, it's getting to the point now where it's like your cholesterol is even in a good range.
Yeah, rebates, kickbacks, golf clubs, and
yes.
And
I had a customer the other day. His overall cholesterol is like 189.
That's too low.
His HDLs were good. He said the doctor told him he needed to go on statins in the event he could possibly have a heart attack. I quote you: in the event I have a heart attack in the future, I need to take statins now. And he goes, I'm not doing that. This article is an incredibly well-written article. I want you guys to read it. I'll go into detail on tomorrow. It's in Health Articles, and it goes in on the entire lie of statins with cholesterol and what you need to do to maintain overall health in your body, overall heart health, especially when it comes to cardiac energy with the CoQ10, the vitamin E. It's extremely well-written. I want you guys to read it. I'm going to post it already on the site. It's in Health Articles right here. Give me camera 4. Health Articles, click at the top. Cholesterol health beyond the numbers, energy oxidation, what the research shows. I'll go into more detail tomorrow on it. But the lie that's been perpetuated on the population with statins has been to do one thing, in my opinion: keep people dumbed down and unhealthy and sick. Don't follow that line. Keep your health up, my friends. If you need anything, healthmasters.com, Ultimate Multiple on sale. Call us.